Hello, everyone. We are going to today kick off the Drop It Like It's Hot challenge. So I'm going to be teaching a little bit and we'll mix in some announcements along the way and kick everything off. So if you're new here, this is Q&A. It's not required. It goes into the replays. So replays on Wednesdays always drop on Fridays. We drop new stuff to you every Tuesday and Friday inside NoBS. So if you can't make something live, you can always make a replay if you want to. All right, let me bring Coach Heather up. She's going to be in the Q&A and we're going to get started this morning. So if you have a question, just drop it into the Q&A box. Coach Heather will answer it. She'll also be in the chat helping people out, and she can, she'll be typing in all caps. One of the questions that just came in is, can we purchase a Mastering Maintenance Planner? It is included in your membership. So if you go to the maintenance program, you can download it there. A lot of people download things to their iPad. I use the app GoodNotes. That's where I download everything. You can print it if you have a printer. If you don't, there are online places where you can send a file and they will print it and ship it to you. We did not put this one inside the warehouse with the supply chain issues and stuff that go on. We are still having a hard time getting getting some of that straightened out. They just happen to have tons and tons of our planners. So that was not going to be an issue. All right. So let's get started with the Drop It Like It's Hot challenge. So if you don't know, we are wrapping up Stalls and Plateaus. I hope y'all enjoyed that program this month. We have gotten a lot of feedback, but it was exactly what people needed in order to rethink where they were. They really started understanding that they weren't on a stall and they weren't plateaued in their weight loss. They had habits that now need another look. They had to get more focused and intentional on figuring out the habits that they needed to do. So we're closing that out. And if you will go to nobswomen.com and you will go to self-study resources, you will see right underneath the June program, there will be the Drop It Like It's Hot challenge. What this is we do this every year during my birthday month. So if you don't know, I'm turning 48 on July 12th. Yay, Corinne. I was just telling Chris earlier, I was like, I love my birthday month. I celebrate all month long. I literally celebrate all month long. I'm having a party this weekend. I am the kind of person that everybody wants to party with them. Everybody wants to celebrate them. And I love it. And birthdays have always been a big deal in my family. So when y'all talk about like, oh my God, so hard to lose weight during my birthday month. No, it ain't. Since I have lost weight, I have maintained through 15 birthdays. And I party like it's nobody's business the whole month of my birthday. Do you know what I don't do? I don't make the party be in my mouth the whole month. If people want to celebrate me, awesome. You know what I do? I plan my food and my drink the entire month. If they want to take me out to eat, I know if I'm going to eat dessert there or not. I have had at least, I think it was, there was one month where I went out to eat, like it felt like every fucking day. I bet 8 different restaurants sent me a free dessert. Do you know what Corinne didn't do? Well, they done brought it. Well, it's free. Well, no. You know what I did? I asked the table if they wanted any. And if we didn't want any, guess what? We let it go. Have y'all ever heard of the concept called sunk cost? Sunk cost is where you put money into something and you can't, like, you keep trying to get your money's worth. You keep trying to do these things, even though you hate doing it and all this other stuff. Sometimes you got to just cut and run. So like a lot of times I ask myself, do I want to keep putting, like, it's like, if let's say that I bought something. Well, do I want to keep putting my emotional energy into it? Because that's a cost. Do I want to keep putting my time into it? That's a huge cost. You know, we all can make more money. Guess what we can't make more of? Time. Time you cannot get back. If you keep pouring time into some bullshit, guess what? You're not getting that time back. But you are wasting your emotional energy. You are wasting your time. There's more to things than just what you paid. So if somebody brings me a fucking free dessert, I'm not going to sit there and think that I am somehow losing money. You know what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to gain weight over it. I'm not going to set myself back. And I work too damn hard to lose this weight to gain weight because of free food. All of y'all need to be thinking about that shit. So many of us just sit around and donk off weight that is so easy to overcome. I'm always telling y'all, start with your low-hanging fruit first. Don't sit there and think you got to do a 180 and you got to cut out carbs and you can't have this and you can't have that. Most of y'all have stuff you can give up right now that will not emotionally derail you. It makes sense to stop doing it. You ain't even enjoying it that much. It's just passive fucking eating that you're doing for no fucking good reason. So I'll give you an example. Yesterday I was in the Facebook group. I think that I either made this comment yesterday or the day before. And somebody's like, I need help when I have to cook dinner and I have to be in the kitchen while dinner's cooking. I agree. Probably pretty smart if you're cooking dinner, especially if you got littles, that you don't just leave, you know, shit unattended if possible. So like, that's normal. And she's like, but I got the munchies and I get hungry and I need strategies. What should you do? She's making this seem like a huge problem. And it will feel like a problem if no one's ever talked to you about it. So there's no problem with it feeling like a problem at first, but let's just say that we are going to make sure that we approach this with our sensible brain. All right. I just told her, I said, here's a good solution. Get you some baby carrots, put them on a plate and put them next to your stove every day before you start cooking. If you're actually really hungry, you'll eat them fucking carrots. If you were like, I don't know, I'd really like to have cookies or I'd really like to have a protein bar. Or I'd really like to have some other, you know, bullshit. You ain't hungry. You know what's happening? You're having urges. It might be kicking up juices in your belly because you're used to feeding them, but you ain't hungry. As my papa always said, bark don't taste bitter to the hungry squirrel. So if my little squirrels are hungry, they go cozy up next to a carrot during dinner and they'll have that carrot because one, a carrot won't ruin your dinner. Number two, it'll knock off the edge of hunger so that you can sit with your family or eat in the way you would like for your dinner. So all of us need to remember that stuff. When y'all are like thinking that you're hungry, when you're like, if you need to pre-eat, before you eat, make it boring. It does not need to be exciting. It does not need to be anything. This is not to punish you. This is to help you understand when you're actually hungry versus having cravings and urges or pre-eating. It's like pre-gaming. It's like, do we really need to drink before we drink? Like, just think about it. All right. So for the Drop It Like It's Hot challenge, it is over on nobswomen.com. So if you log into your member account, all of your tools will be there. You will go to the three lines. So if you're on your phone, there'll be three little lines at the top of the page. You tap it, it'll drop you a whole menu. You can hit self-study resources. That will drop a menu. You just want to go to the self-study resources. Find the Drop It Like It's Hot challenge page. It is jack-loaded with awesome shit. The first thing that you're going to find is you are going to find your guide for the month. We are going to, at the end of the month, have you submit how much weight you lost. Our goal is to donate to Corinne as many pounds as possible. That's the only birthday gift that I want. I don't need cards. I don't need flowers. I don't need presents. I have the gift of you and I want the gift of your fat. So at the end of the month, we're going to send out a survey. You will answer how much weight you lost. And then we're going to tell the entire membership how much weight we've lost as a collective. We're also going to be giving away some prizes. So you want to make sure you participate this month. All you got, you don't have to sign up for anything. This is all included in membership. You just need to lose weight. Now, if you're in maintenance, you're going to set maintenance goals. Lucky for you, part of my birthday gift to everybody is the maintenance course rolled out this month. You can set maintenance goals around your behaviors, around your habits, around keeping inside your weight range. So you can adapt this easily for maintenance. All right. So when you go to that page, I'm going to walk you through the guide real quick because I think it's important. You're going to find a guide and it's going to ask you, what is your goal by July 31st? You get to set any goal you want. So some of you are going to want to lose like 5 pounds. Some of you may want to maintain your weight through the month of July. You decided at the summer reset in June, kind of what you wanted for the summer. This is one of the ways that we're trying to give you a gift of like keeping the foot on the gas all month long. Some of you may want to like do a behavior goal this month. You might want to say like, for 20 out of 30 days this month, I will not eat after 8 p.m. That's my major goal. So think about it this way. You can set a weight loss goal, or you can set a behavior goal that if you did this, it would help you lose your weight by overcoming a habit or a behavior that you need to overcome. So like some of you may want to say like you've been, maybe you do really well until you overeat, but you ding dong ditch me on the discovery worksheet. I knew that sneeze was coming. So some of you might want to commit. This is the month I go all in on the discovery worksheet. There will not be one off plan or overeat that I do where I don't do one. And I turn it into my accountability group, or I post it in the Facebook group for feedback, whether it's your subgroup or in the main group, or I send everyone them to ask coaches, whatever it takes. So you set your goal. Then you have, I'm committed to the following. I want everybody planning and assessing this month, and I'm getting ready to talk about that in a minute. I want everybody tracking their habits using the No BS Habit Tracker. That is also whether you are in maintenance or whether or not you're losing weight, both planners have you tracking and both planners have you assessing. Somebody said, does it have to be weight or can it be inches? I don't give a shit. It's y'all's goal. Seriously, I gave y'all three different kinds of like variations. Like it can be behavioral. It can be weight. It can be not losing weight. It can be inches. You might even have a goal of I take a start photo and I take an end photo. My goal by the end of the month is I got a smile on my face by the end of the month for how I showed up for myself, and I can see a little change in my body. I don't give a shit what y'all choose. What I do give a shit about, though, is that y'all get this plan, this guide out, and that you actually do it. Like you really do it. You don't just get excited on day one and then fart out on day 10. Some of y'all's goal needs to be, I will keep showing up, even if I am a hot mess on two wheels at the end of the month. A lot of you, the biggest thing you've got to overcome this month is quitting the moment it doesn't go perfect. Maybe your goal is, I keep going, and by the end of the month, I have learned how to talk to myself through my mess. Instead of letting my mess stop me dead in my tracks and waiting for the next thing. All right. Then you want to commit to one other thing. So for me, I put down so I'm for sure planning and assessing daily. I've got to. I'm traveling a butt ton this month. And then when I'm not traveling, I got people waiting to celebrate me all month long. So I am for sure planning and assessing every single day. I am definitely going to be using the habit tracker, but one of the things that I'm committing to this month is I have been lifting heavy now for about, I'd say at least 8 weeks. This month, I want to track my weightlifting. I want to see me getting stronger. I can already tell I'm getting stronger in several areas, but I want to see myself getting stronger. And I think sometimes what I'm noticing is when I go to the gym, if I don't know what weight I had, the machine or the dumbbells or whatever I'm lifting last time, I think I'm like most of the time just lifting what I remember from the last time. I want to do that. I want to put my body under the microscope this month. So I'm going to track my weights. I want to get back to a few of the lifts that I love in a heavier fashion. And the only way to do that is to track myself. I like my reasons because you're just going to put down three reasons why, like planning and assessing. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. I'm going to give y'all some reasons in just a minute, but you're going to write down your three reasons. One of the, like for me, I like my reason for tracking my weights. It's not easy to go to the gym and I'm going to go old school. I'll have a paper notebook. Like I'm not taking my iPad because I'm afraid I'll break my iPad, but I'm going to take me some old school and I don't like doing it on my phone. I like my reason because I want to see myself get stronger by the end of the month. I love seeing my strength gains. So that's my reason for picking that one. Then you are going to, I'm fully prepared to hit my goal because I want you to write every reason. For some of you, you're fully prepared to hit your goal because you have an accountability group. And if you don't have one, go to the website. You can get an accountability group anytime you want. Today, the banner even says, hey, do you need an accountability group? Press this button. We want to set you up with people. Maybe some of you are prepared to hit your goal because, like, I'm going to use the Facebook groups this month more than I ever have. Maybe some of you feel you're prepared to hit your goal because you've been journaling and you feel like there's been a shift in your mental mindset and you're ready to challenge yourself. I want you to write about it and I want you to share your reasons. I would love to see a lot of you share what you write in the guide in the Facebook group. Feel free to create a post and just tell us all the things. And at the end of the month, when I have 30 days of luscious data, I will think and feel. This is important. I want you to really think about this. Some of you, if your data is bullshit, let's say it is like, well, I collected data some, didn't collect on other days. Then all of a sudden you start thinking, I'm a loser, blah, 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 blah. I want you to decide ahead of time what you're going to think and feel about any data that you collect. Even if you half-ass collect data in a month, you know what that can tell you? That can always let you figure out what stops me from collecting it all. Where are the excuses? Am I self-loathing? Is it because when I don't do it perfectly, I talk to myself like a jerk? That's good to know. Because if you're not collecting data because you talk to yourself like a jerk, we don't want to make you keep collecting data while also talking like a jerk to yourself. We want you to say like, oh, this is showing me probably the next thing I need to do in weight loss is learn how to quiet my jerk voice. Maybe the next step for me in weight loss is to learn how to turn up the voice that is compassionate, that cheers me on, that tells me the truth like a best friend would, who doesn't tell me the truth like a jerk. One of the things I would suggest a lot of y'all do, I have a picture frame. It says, little Corinne, would I speak to her that way? Y'all, seriously, I also keep this version of me on my desk. The frame fit another angle, so I keep this one. This is little Corinne when I was in the eighth grade, probably when all of my depression started. This is the version of me that was the most miserable ever. Ever. I was bullied. No one liked me. I couldn't play sports. I got sat out in PE. I didn't think I'd ever have a boyfriend. Like all the things. I had to shop in the women's section. And I look at this photo all the time. Some of you need to put a picture of your little self inside your discovery worksheets, inside your planner, and you start doing it for her. And you start talking to yourself and you look at her when you are writing, when you are planning, and when you are journaling. One of the best ways to break a shitty mindset is to have a visual trigger for you to start talking to that person until you figure out how to talk to yourself. So you want to already decide how you're going to think and feel at the end of the month with data. And I would do this question in a couple of ways. One, how I'm going to think and feel when I've collected all the data, no matter what. Two, how am I going to think and feel if for some reason I don't collect all the data, but I want to be a finisher and I want to be a learner? Then who is supporting me with this challenge? The person who is supporting you in this challenge, you want to write those people down. Those are going to be us, the NoBS team. This is going to be your fellow NoBS women. This is going to probably be people in your life. Like this month, when it comes to strength, it'll be Jane. I guarantee you every damn day, I'm going to Marco Polo Jane, tell her about my damn workout, where I got heavier, if I shit it out a little bit. Like for this month, I mean, the biggest people are going to support my team. I'm asking my team to do this challenge alongside with all of you. I want them participating, not just leading. And then here's who I'll reach out to for help when things feel hard. Who do you need to reach out to? For me, it will be Jane. Sometimes it's Chris. For a lot of you, it's your accountability partners. They're the only people who really understand what you go through when it comes to your weight loss. For some of you who don't want to do accountability groups and partners, which I highly recommend you give them a try. You don't just have shitty thoughts about them. You may be reaching out to ask coaches because you can ask questions anonymously. And then you can get help from them as often and as frequently as you need and want. So think about who's going to help you when things feel hard. And then these are the five reasons I'm not giving up this month. This is, if there was any question, I would love to see people answer this in the Facebook group. What are some of the reasons why you are not giving up this month? Why you will keep going even when it's hard? Why you will keep going? This is the thing. When you keep going, this doesn't mean perfect. So many of y'all mess this up. Why are you going to keep going even when you don't do it perfectly? At some point, you've got to make a decision. Am I ready to stop using my perfectionism as an excuse? Am I ready to quit saying I'm a perfectionist and that's why I can't do? That's not why you can't do. It's I'm a perfectionist who's learning how to never use that as a reason ever again to keep acting that way. It's called a choice. All of us get to choose who we want to be. And you can keep using perfectionism or I overwhelm easy or whatever as an excuse. Or you can start saying, I no longer use that against myself anymore. So let me tell you the drop it like it's hot tips that Corinne wants to give you. Number one, make excuses or make plans. A lot of you, we're going to be planning this month. We're going to make those daily 24-hour doable plans. I don't give it, like, here's some common excuses. Well, I don't follow them. Well, you ain't ever going to fucking follow them if you don't make plans simply because you don't follow them. Keep making plans to get into the habit of thinking about your food so that at least you know stuff I probably should be planning that I'm not. Where's my perfectionism sneaking in? I at least can investigate, like by looking at my plan, it will tell me if I didn't follow it, I will know the excuses I'm making not to. If you don't make a plan, your excuses have won the day. How are you ever going to know you're making excuses if you don't have something black and white showing you that you must be using excuses and justifications? You must have some diet mentality somewhere. We need that imperfection to figure out what's going on. So make excuses or make plans this month. If it's me, I would, if I'm going to have like a, let's say, well, you know, excuses, really hard to overcome them. And I don't like planning. Well, look, you probably don't like the effect of your excuses either. You probably don't like the result of your excuses. Nobody is sitting around feeling really good about themselves because they ain't doing shit. You probably beat yourself up. There's negative consequences to using your excuses that feel hard too. So if you're only going to give yourself hard choices, pick the hard that's going to work for you. So you may be sitting around going, it's hard to override my excuses. And it's also hard to plan. Then I would be like, well, I'd rather it feel hard while I'm planning than to sit around feeling hard because I ain't getting nowhere. One way will tell you something. Next, enjoy the result and the effect of planning. So for a lot of you, when it comes, and I'm harping on planning because in August, we're spending an entire month on the 24-hour plan. We're deep diving like a motherfucker on excuses. What food's going there? Like a lot of y'all say, like, how am I ever going to lose weight eating what I want? We're going to have a big ass lesson on what does it mean when Corinne says you can eat what you want? It doesn't mean you can eat all you want. I ain't no all you can eat buffet over here. It means a lot of like figuring out what you emotionally want, goals want, lifestyle want. There's a lot of wants that have to get mixed into the balance. This ain't no like Fritos and Ding Dong like giveaway. So we're going to work on that in August. But this month, I need you to just fucking enjoy the result and the effect of planning. Here's what that means. A lot of y'all sit there like, planning's hard. Ain't got time. Takes forever. I don't follow it. It triggers like restriction in me. Good. If you don't like the planning, suck it up, buttercup, and do it. And then enjoy the result of you losing weight, figuring out the shit standing in your way of weight loss, having juicy ass data to take to ask coaches to get some help, identifying your common excuses and stuff where the coaches can help you think about it in a new way. We can enjoy the result and the effect while you kick and scream on the way there. It ain't no different than when you tell your three-year-old we're having vegetables tonight at dinner. You'd be like, oh, well, I'm switching to baby Ruth because you're having a shit fit. Nobody ever took the green beans away and gave them a baby Ruth because a three-year-old kicked and screamed. You know what? When they're 30, they will enjoy the result and the effect. Luckily for you, you ain't got to wait 30 years to figure this out. A solid month of planning will allow you to overcome bullshit if you will commit to it. The third one, remind yourself daily why you are doing this instead of why you can't. Now, birthday month is, we're going to roll like Corinne. I want all of y'all this month, what would Corinne do? What would Corinne say in this moment? What would she tell herself in this moment? If she saw me, what would she say to me? Most of the time, I'm going to give you a healthy dose of reality that makes sense, but doesn't self-loathe you. So y'all need to do that. Y'all, here's what I do know about no BS women. Y'all listen to every word that just about comes out of my mouth. It ain't like y'all don't know what I would say. Anybody who says like, well, I don't know what Corinne would say. Yeah, you do. Take a wild fucking guess. If you don't know, say like, here's my question. I'm doing this. I'm wondering what Corinne would say. There's probably at least 1,000 members in the Facebook group who can tell you exactly what I would say. You never have to wonder if you don't want to. So like, this is one of the things. You know what I do? I don't sit around and think about why I can't do things ever. You know why? It makes no sense. And when I catch myself thinking about how hard it's going to be or why I can't, I ask myself, is this really true? Or is this just me being afraid, me being tired, me not wanting to? Like, am I just coming up with reasons? But at the end of the day, I could. So I ask myself every day about, you know, what can I do for myself today? Why is this important? So you got to remind yourself of your whys every day. That's why it's in your planner. It's not there for fun. It's there for a reason. Because your brain, unless you consciously decide to think about it, is never going to think about why things are important. It is not designed to do it. Thinking about your whys takes a lifetime of putting that first before it becomes natural. So for example, when I think about y'all, like when I'm having a rough day, I still have to remind myself, I got y'all relying on me. Hang on. Somewhere in the universe of Corinne, there is, I'm not sure why, but something is auto starting that I've been watching. Let me pause it. That scared me. Chris Plackey suddenly came on with me. But this is the thing. Your brain's not even wired to think about it. So every day when I get up, guess what my brain wants to say? I don't want to start working. Oh my God. This is going to take a lot of energy. My brain whines too. And then I tell myself, but here's why it's important. Just like right now, I'm writing the next lessons for the maintenance course. Writing those lessons is really hard. It is labor-intensive work. Ask anybody who's ever wrote a book or whatever how hard writing is. It just you got to focus. You can't have distractions. It's so easy to be like suddenly off in no man's land. And I was reminding myself this morning, like, these women have been waiting a lifetime for this. Like, you owe it to these people to give them the best content you can. This, like, it's not enough to change their weight. We got to keep it off. Like, when I tap into my why, then I feel motivated. Then I'm like, my energy levels change. But it's ridiculous of me to think I'm going to wake up each morning and want to go to the gym, want to start working, want to do hard things. No. But it's my job to remind myself why it's important. Cassandra says, as someone editing my novel, yes, writing is hard. Yeah. And Cassandra, you can probably, like, when I tell you this, in a given week, we were talking to some people the other day, probably in a given week, I write anywhere from 30 to 40,000 words between everything that I write for y'all, courses, things we've got on the horizon. Like, I'm a writer. I told myself one day, I realized I kept telling myself I'm not a writer because I'm writing my book, y'all. I'm literally writing the book. It is like, we are in the throes of it. And I kept telling myself, well, I'm not good at writing. I'm not a writer, all these things. And I was talking to another author and they were saying like, well, tell me about how much you write each week. And I was telling them, I don't know, like most mornings I get up, I can like write, if I need to write, let's say a course where I usually write about 5,000 or 6,000 words and then I start editing down. And they're like, you're a writer. Are you kidding? So like I had to redefine it. I had to realize I am a writer. It's just not something that is as easy as other things for me because I haven't done it in this way. So I normalized it and was like, my brain tells me this. It's just like y'all in weight loss. Like when you say I'm not a planner, That's not true. The human brain naturally plans. Otherwise, you would never leave your house. Think about when you have to get to work. At some point, you had to plan how you got out of bed, plan what you're going to wear, plan how to drive there. We are planners by nature. We're always trying to think ahead so that we can make decisions. So what I would tell y'all is to like redefine this. Like, I already make plans in some areas of my life. Just in this area, I'm not used to doing it. And my brain has a lot of excuses like, you won't get to eat what you want. You'll probably break it anyway. It's going to take so much time. What makes planning hard is our excuses and story around it, not the actual planning. Because for your entire life, you've planned what you're going to eat. Even if you planned 10 seconds before you place the order with the server, this is what I know most of you don't do. Here I am. We're going to pretend little Corinne is the menu. All right, I'm at the restaurant. Well, I don't know how to plan. I'm going to close my eyes and I'm just going to put my finger on the menu. This is what I'll be eating today. That would be not planning. We all plan in some way. So look at your story around planning. Ask yourself, what is stopping me? Because I promise y'all, the reason why I keep it to four basics is because I really believe in them. I know, number one, for this month, I'm going to give y'all the basic, fucking basic of losing weight. Get in your water. It is hot. Your body wants to flush fat out. All right. The only way it does it is down the toilet. So drink your water and drink it like a boss. 64 ounces or more. For me, I have to drink at least 3 liters a day right now because I'm sweating like a boss right now. So water, water, water. If you do not drink that water, then you say like, hello, welcome to bloat. Hello, I really enjoy food cravings that feel primal and urgent. That's your body looking for water. Hello, I would love a good afternoon headache that I'm going to mistake for hunger and exhaustion and boredom and need a Snicker bar to get over it. When you out drink your water, you are inviting all of that. And let's say that you're like me. Guess what happens when I don't drink water? My loose skin looks like a fucking mess. If you value your skin at all, if you're like me, vain as a motherfucker, drink your water. Mother Nature wants you to do it. Ooh, I almost shook this all over my head. Speaking of, I'm thirsty. Number two is the sleep. Do not devalue the sleep this month. Y'all laugh, but Corinne is going to bed at 7:30 every night. Sometimes 8 o'clock if I'm feeling extra randy and frisky. But most of the nights, we're doing blackout shades. And by 7:30, I'm like this, hanging on for dear life to finish the show we're watching. I like waking up early in the morning. I like being outside walking by 5:30 because it's, you know, motherfucking hot here in Nashville. So I just go to bed early. You ain't got to go to bed at 7:30. But a lot of y'all act like you can't go to bed at 10:30. It's like, if I can go to bed at 7:30, some of y'all can roll it back to 10:15 or 10 o'clock this month. Get your sleep. Again, without it, guess what you're doing to yourself? I am sitting there saying, I love weird urges and cravings. There's nothing I want more for the month of July than to have to go through the crucible of every night at 8 o'clock wanting extra urges and cravings for food. Rest helps stress. Why y'all eat so much? Stress. Every week I'm coaching on stress. Sleep helps anxiety. Like, think about it. When you get your sleep, you reduce some of the feelings that y'all eat over. This is an easy win. I'm always telling y'all, let's get the easy weight loss wins first. Next. If you ain't hungry, don't eat. For fuck's sake, this month. Like, if you're not hungry, wait 10 minutes. Give your, this is the thing. When you are stressed, when you are anxious, when you feel panic, whatever it is that's going on in your body, right? Agree to not eat over it at first. I want you to have a pause. We've talked about permission and pause. This is what I want you to do. Give yourself 5 to 10 minutes of a break. Breathe deep. Remove yourself from wherever you're at. If you can do the four ends, great. If you can't, I just want you to regulate your nervous system and just tell yourself, the only reason why I'm wanting to eat right now is because I've got thoughts and feelings, and I'm going to breathe right now, and I'm at least going to let my reasoning brain come back online. Here's how the brain works. When you are, there's a thing, I just learned this week. There's four big things that usually will cause us to go into our like old habits, old patterns or reactions. Like I forget what it's called. It's like when you're going to, I can't remember the word. It starts with a B, but that's all right. It's like you're getting hijacked. Hunger. So if you push yourself to extreme hunger, it's going to activate your nervous system. A lot of that has to do with our diet conditioning and stuff. That's why I think it's important that if you've had to miss some meals or something, because I never want you to wait for extreme hunger. But let's pretend you had a colonoscopy, or you got stuck in traffic, or your boss was a dickwad and didn't let you go to lunch and you had to skip your lunch. When you're hungry, it can cause you to overreact. When you are angry, when you are lonely, or when you are tired, it's called halt. Hungry, angry, lonely, and tired. Those are four of the biggest reasons why we tend to get our nervous system worked up and react to eating. So I want you to think about this. I don't want you to do anything other than to tell yourself, right now, it is normal for me to want to be eating. So I'm going to wait 5 minutes. And I'm going to set a timer. I'm going to try to calm myself down by breathing. If I still want to eat, I will. But I want to let my reasoning brain come online, because when you are in panic, when you are in like any kind of like high anxiety type feelings, your reasoning brain goes offline. It turns everything over to the habit brain for self-preservation and protection mode. Your body, when it feels those high intensity emotions, it thinks your habit brain has the answers, because it was designed to get you through dangerous times. So like, if you think about it, it's normal. If you're anxious, if you're panicking, if you're worried, if you're overly hungry, you're angry, you're really lonely, or you're tired, your brain thinks something bad's happening, that you may be in imminent danger. So it turns everything over to the habit brain, where old patterns reside, how you've always dealt with it. This is why a lot of you think, like, why is it in the moment? Like, I have all these great intentions, but in the moment, like, I can't, like, it just happens. We want to take a break in that moment. We want to get really aware ahead of time that it would be really normal to feel hijacked. It would feel really normal to like notice it, but we're going to breathe. We're not denying ourselves food. We're not going to try to find our why. We're not going to do extensive journaling. We're not going to do anything that taxes our brain. Our brain's already taxed. Our nervous system is already taxed. We got to relax the nervous system. So breathe. Then you can let when you calm down, your reasoning brain naturally starts coming online. That's when you can start using other tools. That's when you can make more informed decisions. So I want y'all this month to just go all in on yourselves. Please just go all in on yourselves. Somebody's asking, is there a place to find the Pause Plus permission process in more detail? We have, if you go to the search feature on, go to nobswomen.com, go to video replays. There is a box where you can type in search. I bet if you just type in pause plus permit, like the plus sign permission or pause permission, you'll find the video. I'll have my team go find it and we will put it in the show notes of this video for y'all. Last thing I want to cover. If anybody has questions, you can put them in the Q&A. Heather's answering. I'm answering a couple as I go through, but I want to make sure we are set up like boss fucking women for the Drop It Like It's Hot challenge. I want to go over these three zones one last fucking time with y'all. It won't probably be the last. All right, let me not lie. I'm going to be teaching this till the day I die, but we're going to go over it one more time, but I'm giving you some examples. All right. This is my leveled up version. You know, when I talked to y'all about leveling up, this was Corinne leveling up this morning. I thought I'm going to give y'all some examples to help you. First zone is the comfort zone. It's always in the middle. This is what y'all do in the comfort zone. This is where we all like do things in the comfort zone. We're listening like, ooh, I'm just sitting here listening to Corinne. This is great. Every time all day long, I'm listening to Corinne. I'm listening all the time. For a lot of y'all, listening to me is your comfort zone. It tricks you into thinking you're doing. Listening ain't doing. We'll talk about it in a minute. Number two, comfort zone is yeah button. So you're like, I want you to think about it this way. Somebody compliments you like, oh my gosh, you've lost weight. Yeah, but I got 20 more pounds to lose. That's you sliding into your comfort zone of not believing in yourself, of like, oh, don't feel too good about things, girl. Come on now. You can't be proud. You can't just take a compliment. You need to make sure everybody knows that you ain't good enough. Yeah, button also comes up this way. I want you to make a 24-hour plan in the morning. Yeah, but I like to sleep in. A lot of y'all, yeah, but yourselves to death. I want you to listen for how often you say, yeah, but. Or but. We really want to listen for this. And then every time you say, yeah, but. I want you to just listen to what you're saying and think, in this moment, is that even helpful? Or am I just used to using my excuses and not challenging my excuses? Is my excuse going to get me where I want to go? Is there anything I could do about my excuse? In those moments, that takes you to the discomfort zone. When you're challenging your yeah buts, you move into the discomfort zone. When you're just listening to them, you're in your comfort zone. Look into the past. A lot of you, that's where you stay in your comfort zone. It's like, but Corinne, you know, like for the last month or two, I was making plans and not following them. I don't understand why you would want me to keep making plans in July. It's like, because the future version of you figures it out. You know how they figure it out? Not by quitting. You know what they do? They keep making plans and they start thinking like, all right, who in this membership do I need to ask until I unlock something to get to where I can follow them? Because my future self figures this out. So for a lot of you, the comfort zone is like telling me so much about what's happened as to why you're acting the way you are today. How things have happened have nothing to do with what you're doing today. Today is a decision. And the decision is made on where you let your brain go. Are you taking it to the past where you feel like shit? Or are you taking it to the future where there's insight, what you want, direction, focus? Very different. Using not good enough. Telling yourself all the time about like, yeah, but if I put this on my plan, it's not good enough. If I leave two bites behind, that's not going to be good enough. If I put what I want to eat on my plan, that's not going to be good enough. That's your comfort zone. This is the problem when you're just listening, when you're yeah button, when you're looking to the past and when you're not good enough. You know what all the comfort zone feels? True. It just feels true. and it's getting you nowhere. But y'all stay in it. You talk about this stuff as if it's just your facts of your life instead of challenging it as this is the perception I keep using that gets me nowhere. So what am I going to do? We want to move to the discomfort zone. Here's what the discomfort zone looks like. We're not listening. We're listening and we're doing one thing that we hear. So all of you today need to pick one thing that you heard out of this and you need to do it today. For some of you, that's going to be making a plan. For some of you, that's going to be printing the guide because you ain't ever printed a guide before. For some of you, it's do the guide, but tell somebody about it. Post about it. For some of you, it's find an accountability partner because you've been sitting around. Yeah, but no one will like me. Yeah, but I bet I have to talk to them every day. You've been, butting yourself out of some help. Challenge. Discomfort is challenging. It means listening and doing one thing. Here's the scared shitless zone. So we're going to talk about both of these at the same time. The discomfort zone is where I want you, but most of y'all run to the scared shitless zone, which means listening plus doing one thing in the scared shitless zone is saying, I need to do everything that Corinne talked about on this call and then overwhelm the fuck out of myself. That's scared shitless. That is where we do so much stuff that we scare ourselves. We activate our nervous system and then like, I got to do everything or I won't lose weight. And then our heads are like, well, we come back here. You know that you've never been able to lose weight before. Why would you even bother? You bring yourself to the comfort zone. The next thing in the discomfort zone where I want you is doing things you intellectually know are right. A lot of you tell yourself that's not good enough. You're like, but Corinne, you know what my brain's going to say? My brain's going to tell me it's not good enough. And then when I ask, I'm like, but is it? Like, I just want you to tell me, like, would it hurt to just leave a few bites behind this month to see what happens? Well, no. But my brain will say it's not good enough. It's like, okay, your comfort zone is either doing nothing because you scare the shit out of yourself and say you got to do it all, or you sit around and blame your brain for thinking it's not good enough. You know what we got to do? We got to do it when it doesn't feel good enough. That's the discomfort zone. You will be uncomfortable doing small things. It will feel excruciating because your brain wants to say it's not good enough. But intellectually, you know, if you don't do something, you ain't going to lose weight. So we have to have that conversation. The next thing in the discomfort zone, looking to who you want to become to take action. It is easy to look to our past. It is easy to think that our past stops us, but it's not helpful. You know what's uncomfortable? Saying, shit, I don't know if this going to my past is going to work for me anymore. So I'm going to have to ask myself, if I was going to lose weight today, what would I do? What is something I would actually do today? If I was going to wake up proud tomorrow of myself, what would I plan to do today so that I can earn my pride tomorrow? Looking to how I want to feel tomorrow, looking to who I want to be tomorrow. That's uncomfortable. And then, but going to the extremes is setting goals that you just don't believe in or that you think you should. It's like, I either go to my past or I go way off into the future, set some big ass goal that I can't even fathom getting there, scare myself to death, and retreat back to my comfort zone where all my excuses lie. The comfort zone, the discomfort zone is setting a goal that you think's not good enough, but you're willing to go after it, that you could see like, well, I could get it with some effort, but I'm going to have to override the whole time telling myself it should be more. It's like, wouldn't you rather just lose some weight rather than sitting around losing no weight, thinking you should be losing more? And then using in discomfort zone, can I just? For a lot of you, you need to use can I just more often. We got to quit thinking we got to do it all. In those moments, you don't want to do anything, but you just want to give up. But can I just make one small improvement? What would it be in this moment? What would it be? We have to do that. Instead of going to the extremes before going to moderation. In the scared shitless zone, we're always going to the extremes. It's not can I just, it's like, well, if I can't do all this and I'm not going to do anything. No more black and white. No more off and on. It does not work in weight loss. So this is the Drop It Like It's Hot Challenge Month. All the materials on nobswomen.com. You need to log into your membership site. It's not in your private member podcast. So for all those who are just listening to me all the time on the private member podcast, you need to log in. You need to go look at the materials. And on that page, you are also going to find every single week, we are doing some type of doable hunger challenge. We've given you videos that teach you how to do four of our most tried and true methods. We have given you options. We've given you so many things to use this month. Plus, for the maintenance people, we're going to do a few calls for you. And for everybody else, every Q&A, we're going to drop fire. And then we have a gift. So our birthday present to all of you is, for a long time, people have been asking for a bite-sized podcast from me. So for only my private members, you are getting what's called the Quick Hits Live podcast, or the Quick Hits podcast. 20 minutes or less, we will be dropping content for the first month. You're probably going to get a little drop every single day. You don't have to listen to all of them, but for all of you who need small bites of Corinne, we are editing and pulling our best content in 20 minutes left. There may even be some 3-minute versions. But we are giving that to y'all so that for those who don't have a lot of time to listen to the long calls, you know, for an hour or whatever. I know a lot of you like listening to these. Those will continue to be in the live training replays. So you'll have all of these, but we're giving you that fourth podcast. So as a member, you get four private member podcasts. You get all of your self-study resources. All of those courses are inside a private member podcast to take on the go. The No BS Weight Loss course has its very own podcast so that you can take it on the go. Everything that comes out my mouth in Q&As and coaching calls is in that live training podcast. And now you're going to have your quick hits, 20 minutes of less of our best curated content to keep you motivated and going and just giving you a little chunk of motivation each day. All right. If me or Heather did not get to your question inside the Q&A, guess where you can take it? Straight to Ask Coaches. That's where Heather lives. You can take it over there and she will help you. I'm going to try to get through a couple real quick, but I did want to say this. I want to congratulate three of our members. We have, where'd they go? I had them up here. Oh, here we go. Tara Nixon, Laura Haney, and Mary Champagne all joined the Century Club this week. So each one of these ladies has lost 100 pounds. And here's the quote. I love being an obese woman because for the first time in my life, I truly see my worth and how wonderful I am. Losing my weight is incredible, but the trust and compassion I've built with and for myself is utterly life-changing. I know that no matter what comes my way, I have my own back. Three more people got a Century Club award this week. Y'all, your weight loss is possible. People are doing it. Don't sit there and tell yourself it can't happen. Don't, yeah, but get in your comfort zone and make excuses as to why it can't happen for you. We have women of all ages, all backgrounds, all health conditions, all weights losing weight. We have people who are join us who only have 5 pounds to lose and lose the 5 pounds that they've been battling for years. We have people that join us who have 100 pounds to lose, 200 pounds to lose, and they're losing it. Everywhere in between. Don't tell yourself you can't do it. Tell yourself, I can find resources here that will help me do it. All right, y'all, let's do one question, last question, and then we'll get out. Sometimes when I plan drinks, usually wine, I notice my typical hunger signals do not come up for me. I end up in a should thought, like I should eat dinner, even though I don't have distinct hunger signals. Do you ever skip meals when you plan drinks? I don't skip them on purpose, but if I'm not hungry, I just don't eat. But I don't skip on purpose. My thing though, usually is like if I'm in Vegas, a lot of times I'll end up skipping dinner. Like we'll eat dinner late because we're just so busy. Like we're drinking and we're going and we're doing things and we are, playing poker and you can't eat at the poker table anymore. And so I kind of like just don't think about it. But what I do, if this helps, is I plan a meal that's going to happen after drinking. Because here's what I do know about Corinne. I will go to Whiny the Clown drinking if I don't have a plan. So the way that I handle Las Vegas, because I've been like a bajillion times. I actually think I'm not weighing right now, but I think I've lost a couple pounds. Everybody keeps telling me, have you lost weight? I'm like, I'm not trying to, but I have been lifting. So my body may be tightening up, but I will tell you what I've done this summer that's been super helpful. When I like every single day, I tell Chris ahead of time, like I'm really good with like what we're going to eat for breakfast brunch. And like, I'm always going to eat my egg white frittata at the restaurant that we go to. We go to Veranda. It's delicious. I get it with chicken apple sausage. I mean, you can almost, my meals are like clockwork because they're my favorite. And then we get to drinking because we go to the pool. I just don't think about eating. And then a lot of times we'll go play poker. So I will tell Chris that when we have our next meal, here's what I want. I just pre-order. It's like, it's no different to me telling him what I'm going to have than it would be like scheduling Uber Eats for when a restaurant opens at night at 8 o'clock in the morning. Y'all do know you can do that. For all of you who do Uber Eats, who are having like, I get home, I'm tired, I just blah, blah, blah. Pre-order your food when your reasoning brain is doing it. That way you, who's tired at the end of the day or had a glass of wine or whatever, is not the one ordering the food. We don't want her making the decisions. We want you in the morning making them. You know why? She's tired. Don't put that pressure on that bitch. She don't want to have to make those decisions. You know why? Because she ain't going to make them. So make her decisions for her. So it's just really important to think about, like for me with the drinks, I just plan ahead of time what I'm going to have. I go through the room service menu, like this is what I'll have. And Chris takes care of it. If we're going to go out to eat, I'm like, let me pull them in. Like, where do you want to go? He'll tell me. I'm like, all right, let me just pre-order it. I'm always all about trying to pre-order. And if I can't pre-order, let's say everybody's going to like blindfold me, turn me around 3 times like we're playing pin the tail on the donkey or something, and I got to take a wild guess, then I'm at least going to sit there with my reasoning brain and write a few things like, don't eat out of the bread basket. I'm sure there's no dessert that's going to be worth it if you've been drinking all day. Like, I'll write all that down. I'll hand it to Chris and be like, here, don't let me do this shit. I ain't got no shame in my game. I know what kind of ratchet little brain I have after I've been drinking. It's like, oh, French fries. Oh, you deserve it. Oh, you've been in maintenance. It's got all the excuses. And it's going to send them up every fucking time. I just have somebody else that's going to counter them when my brain can't do it. Here's Corinne's policy in life. Make shit as easy on yourself as possible. When I make shit easy for myself, guess what? Shit gets easy. All right. Y'all have a good one. I think I will. Let me check the calendar. I'm pretty sure I'm doing the call this Sunday, but I just got to make sure. Let me put my glasses on and then we are out of here. Let's see. July 4th. It is with me at 11 a.m. I will see y'all live from Las Vegas. Y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.